is Peter Higgins at Conquest 3 at LSE Share Talk. This afternoon, I have the pleasure of speaking with the CEO of Horizonte Minerals, Jeremy Martin. The ticker symbol for Horizonte is HZM. How are you, Jeremy?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good to talk to you. I'm good, thank you.
Whereabouts are you today?
In the UK, so not down for the start of the Olympics.
Okie dokie. Now, you've announced today that you've completed the acquisition of Glencore's nickel project in Brazil. Congrats on that. Can you just tell us a bit more about this acquisition and what it means for Horizonte, please?
Yeah, absolutely. This was the final stage of the transaction that we announced in Q4 last year, which was the purchase of the Glencore nickel project adjacent to ours. It was a two-stage transaction. We closed the first part of it in November last year, and this is the second stage that we've closed today. In terms of what it means for the company, effectively combining the Glencore project with our project creates one of the largest nickel saprolite projects globally today. And allows us to deliver a high-grade core to support the first 10 years of mining, which will generate, it will actually be one of the highest grade nickel projects out there in terms of saprolite resources. So it's a big step for us.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the highest grades of undeveloped nickel projects in the world. What sort of grades have you got there at the moment, do you think?
We're targeting over 1.9% nickel for the first 10 years of mining, which puts it on the upper end of the grade curve. And within the first 30 years of mining, we're looking at around 1.7% nickel. And if you compare that to sort of the Australian laterite examples, they're around 1%. The African examples are sort of 1%. So Brazil and New Caledonia would really be some of the highest grade saprolite projects around today.
Yeah, that's pretty exceptional. Now, in the press release, you state that you're now in the final stages of completing the new feasibility study on the combined project. What are you expecting to see from this?
Yeah, we really are sort of in the final running on this, and we aim to have this out in the next sort of 6 weeks. We've combined both projects, the Glencore project and our project. We've included the piloting work we did last year. There'll be the recent drilling, a new resource update. And the aim is that we deliver one of the lowest cost projects in the marketplace, i.e. it'll be lower quartile C1 cash costs. It will generate rapid repayment on capital, and it will have value and will work at the current low nickel price environment. So we're pretty excited by this, and we think, as I say, it will be one of the most competitive projects out there today.
Now, you seem to have timed this rather well, Jeremy, in a sense that, you know, we've seen nickel prices at almost like a 5 to 6 year low, and they're now, I think it's 38% from their recent low, and now nickel's up 22% year to date. So things seem to be coming into place, or the parts of the jigsaw as such.
I think it's probably more luck than judgment, but obviously we... Yeah, I mean, Q4 last year, I think we hit a 12-year low with the nickel price. Tough 12 months across all of the commodity space. I think we probably have reached the bottom now. And as you say, we've seen nickel climb back up from its low in Q4 last year, Q1 this year. Obviously, still, we are a number of years away from producing nickel. And I think if you look at the consensus forecast for the next 2 to 3 years, as we start to see that drawdown in global inventory, tightening on supply side, I think we will be developing this project into an uplifting nickel price, which is exactly what you want to do. So I think we're very well aligned with where nickel's going to go. And what I would like to say is I think that we will be one of the sort of leading tier one nickel projects of the next generation of mines. So very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some further good news for yourselves and others in the industry coming from the Philippine president, Rodrigo Duterte, if that's how you pronounce it. And he's been clamping down on the mines that haven't fitted in with the international environmental regs, which you guys have already passed for the majority of your licenses.
Yeah, I think it's very early. Obviously, he's fairly new in his position, but clearly he's... made it one of his priorities to look at improving the environmental operating regimes around some of these direct shipping projects in the Philippines. Obviously, we've seen Indonesia bring a raw export ban in, which is remained in place, and we're now seeing nickel upstream operations being developed. It may be that the Philippines has looked at Indonesia and said this is a model that we want to follow. It may be that they are working to alleviate some of the operations that aren't following the right environmental regulations. I think it's an interesting development, and I don't have the sort of the knowledge to actually comment on where it's going to go. If they do implement a direct ore ban, I think that again will drive prices, because that was effectively the substitute that was providing ore to China. So it's another interesting development. But I think what we're working on is we're not sort of anticipating any sort of major events like this to drive our project. We're working on the basis that it has to work in the current price environment.
Yeah, okay.
Comes out is massive upside for us.
And just touching a bit more on the politics side, is obviously you've got a new regime in Brazil that's promoting, you know, growth and less recessionary and more proactive for business as well, which can only be good for Horizonte Minerals and the project that you've got there.
Yeah, it's been, again, Brazil's had a very tough 24 months macro situation, running from the Samarco tailings dam issue to the Petrobras scandal through to impeachment of the president. We're sort of focused up in the Pará state.
Yeah,
it's run by the state government there. We've actually seen a real step up in the support we're getting from the state government. I think that's principally because a lot of the peer group have effectively gone into skeleton mode or not active.
Yeah,
they see this as another big development project in the region, and they're very pro this project, and we're getting good support. So I think Brazil is a good place to operate. We're sort of well entrenched down there. And yes, it's working very well for us at the moment.
Excellent. Now, how do you envisage the nickel price fitting in with future production for the enlarged Aragoan project?
We sort of touched on this very quickly earlier.
Yeah.
I think we're obviously sitting at low-end nickel pricing at the moment. I don't think we're going to see anything spectacular this year, but I may well be surprised. But I think going into next year and 2018, as I say, consensus out there has the current mineral inventory being drawn down on the nickel side. Supply still, or growth is still running at about 3-4% a year. So I think we will be running into a very favourable nickel environment for the next development stages of the project. So I think it's all alignment is very good in terms of project milestones and where I think nickel will be when we start producing.
Okay, so you should in theory have feasibility for shareholders come end of September, beginning of October. Are there any challenges further out that you see?
That'll be the pre-feasibility.
Pre-feasibility, sorry.
The next big milestone will be the full feasibility study. Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's always the market hurdles of funding each stage of development. We have obviously got a good cornerstone group of shareholders led by Teck out of Canada. We've also got Glencore on the register and two or three good London institutions. So I think we're well positioned. We've reduced our costs significantly while still allowing advancement of the project. So yeah, I think things are well aligned. There's always obviously risks that you have to mitigate, but I think our track for the next 12 months is positive.
Excellent. Now, Jeremy, I've just got one other question to ask you, and it's regarding the Olympics, and will red tape and the Olympics potentially impinge on things being done between now and the end of August, beginning of September?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a very Rio-centric activity.
Okay.
I don't think it'll run out to where we are. I think it's all good for Brazil. And at the end of the day, August is a sort of a holiday month generally.
Yeah.
But no, we're carrying on, and it won't affect us.
Okay. Jeremy, I've concluded my questions. I look forward to speaking with you and the team again in September/October. Congratulations on concluding that deal with Glencore for their assets today.
Thanks very much, and we look forward to keeping you updated.
Thank you, Jeremy. Goodbye for now.